June, of course, is Pride Month, and for our wellness segment this week, we're going to be talking to two counselling psychologists who from next month will be running a support group for trans, non-binary and gender diverse young adults. It's called Identity, T-E-A, and I'm delighted to welcome Elliot Kutzer and Shant Milan to the show. Very good morning to you both. Great to have you with us. Why have you decided to offer this support group? Why is there a need for this, Shant?
Morning, Ishe. Thanks for having us on the show. So I think particularly we know that accessing affirming care is so important for this group of people, and that people really thrive when they can be seen for who they are without judgment or questioning. And, you know, studies show that having support, especially friends and family, is hugely correlated with health and well-being for trans and gender diverse and non-binary humans. So, you know, we wanted to provide a supportive space for that. And then I think as well that young adults are really an important transitional stage of life that can be filled with both kind of excitement and also anxiety about, you know, who am I? What am I going to do with my life? So the support space is really just for exploration and curiosity and playfulness that will hopefully provide a space for these humans.
And is this an area that both of you, Elliot, welcome, maybe you can take this question, that both of you have interest in, have particular, it's a particular specialisation of yours? Morning.
SJ, thanks. Yeah. Well, just to clarify, in South Africa, psychologists don't specialise specifically. We don't use that language.
Right.
But we do, I think Shant and I both have special interests in this field. I am myself also a trans man, so there's also a bit of personal interest there. Basically in my practice over the past year, since last year, I've been seeing a lot of young adults in this sort of gender diverse category who have either written matric during lockdown or started their university or careers during the early stages of lockdown. And, lockdown has done a number on all of us, I think. But I think for this group of people, it's been a particularly isolating and disorganizing experience. I think, you know, if you think about it, someone goes to school for 12 years, with this idea of after school, this is what the world's going to work like. Mm. And to get there and it's not like that, I think has been an incredibly difficult experience for a lot of young people. But for trans folks in particular, for trans young people in particular, there seems to be a need for more socially geared activities, which is also which is one of the reasons why we wanted to do this group in particular. I mean, also group therapy is much more accessible than individual therapy.
True.
Just in terms of finances, it's cheaper. there's a different kind of angle that comes out in a group setting. That we also think this group of young people could find particularly useful.
I want to talk about that the accessibility side of mental health services. I mean, it's something that we've been speaking about, you know, on this show quite a lot, particularly recently, and particularly for trans people, and particularly for Black trans people, support is, or professional counselling is, prohibitively expensive. And so very often what happens is that, and I'm assuming agree, is that people tend to be forgotten and fall by the wayside. And support is available for a very slim and specific looking and existing section of our society, right?
Absolutely.
Shant, can you expand on that a little bit more, and the importance of making mental health facilities and treatments and therapies, whether that be talking therapies or anything else, accessible to more people, and the impact of what happens when that doesn't happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously we want mental health to be accessible more broadly in the country. And as you're talking about, of course,
for many people that isn't a reality. And you're sort of talking about young sort of trans black people. Of course, you know, most of our healthcare services are largely available to sort of like white, cis, upper middle class humans who can afford to access private care and that sort of thing. So it's so important to think about what sorts of services people do have access to. And as you note, in private, of course, sessions are incredibly expensive. So for us, it's really important that that this care is really accessible. And so that's one of the reasons why we've used a sort of group, a group platform, in addition to some of those social things that Elliot kind of picked up on, in that we can really sort of learn and grow in community as well. Having a group space does make the care, does make services a little bit more accessible. And we've also, we would love to be able to call on people to sort of sponsor sessions for young people. So if there are any organizations or if there are any individuals who feel like this is something that they could facilitate, if they would like to sponsor the series of our support groups, so the six sessions, or even just one or two, if they could get in touch with us, that would be great. And we would love to be able to make that a part of our process.
Absolutely. Just tell us how much are the sessions?
So the sessions are 400 Rand per individual session. And then if you pay for the entire series up front, then it's 2,000.
Okay, 2,000
Rand. So that will be for six sessions, which, you know, we're aware that, you know, even that is a lot of money for a lot of people.
But comparatively not when you look at other sort of, if you were going to have a one-on-one session, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly that. That it's certainly a lot cheaper than a one-on-one session. And, we, you know, we do also know that, unfortunately, people can certainly access care more cheaply, you know, if they go through public institutions and that. But when it comes to gender-affirming care, there's a difficulty across the board in this country where it's on a case-to-case basis, it's hard to know whether the professional you're encountering has any knowledge and experience of working in this field. How to be an affirming practitioner, yeah.
I think that's so crucial. I remember speaking to Anastasia Thompson about 3-4 years ago, maybe, and she was saying, you know, just in the medical field, whether it be physical medical care that people are seeking or mental health care, you can't, even if you've got the readies to go and see a doctor in any field, you can't then guarantee that the person that you are going to is then informed on any of what you might be bringing as a trans, non-binary or gender diverse person. Elliot, is that something that you could speak to perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, this is such a common experience for trans patients, whether it's for mental health or physical health, that we often end up educating our healthcare providers on what we need. I remember when I went to organize my first hormone shot back in Joburg in 2018. I actually took a big splash bunch of papers to my doctor and said, right, this is what we're going to do. This is what you need to test for. This is what where we're going to go with the hormones. So that is the reality for a lot of people. And I think it's particularly problematic in terms of mental health care, because you don't want to spend time explaining to your therapist what it means to be trans, or what gender really means.
Yeah, laboring on your money. Stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I do have to add, you mentioned Dr. Thompson just now, and we work together a lot. We actually work together with a group of other healthcare professionals. Dr. Thompson and myself and this other group of professionals worked on the South African gender-affirming healthcare guidelines, which was officially launched last year.
Sure.
So it's not yet been taken up by government, but the group is in a process to get that to happen. But it is basically the first on the continent, the first gender-affirming healthcare guidelines to be published on the continent. And it really gives advice for all healthcare professionals on how to deal with gender diversity, what everything means, what the needs are in terms of hormone replacement therapy, surgeries, and so on. But it's also as useful for the community themselves. Mm. So if you end up having to educate your healthcare provider, which I envision will still happen for some time, then at least you've got a solid document based on good research reflecting the South African context, including access and resources type of issues that people can use to help their healthcare providers provide them with the best care. I also want to say on the point of accessibility of mental health care, as a therapist, this is one of my big issues with the healthcare landscape in South Africa, is that mental health care is often disregarded by medical aid, by state, just by regular people, right? There's still some stigma around mental health care themes in various groupings in our country. So I think part of accessibility is talking about how useful mental health care can be. But also, just to pick up on what Sean said, we've been talking about this. We would like to create ways for people to help other people access mental health care. So, just to reiterate the invitation that we would love for individuals, corporates, whoever, if you want to sponsor a session or a six-session set for trans and gender diverse young people in this group, it would really allow us to expand what we offer to people who can't even afford the 400 rand session. We can't realistically, no healthcare provider can provide free healthcare in South Africa, or I don't think anywhere else in the world. But we can help, we can spread our resources as a community. We can spread our resources and share our resources to make things more accessible for other people. And which is a very queer community thing to do. You know, the queer community tends to care. We care for each other. I think we want to expand that.
Yeah, it can't just be a queer issue. It can't just, you know, this isn't people who are existing on the fringes of society.
Exactly.
This is the communities that we're living in. And it's, I think we have to just start... we have to stop doing that thing where we say, well, this doesn't affect me. It does affect you. It does affect
you.
If you're just joining us now, we're talking to two counselling psychologists, Elliot Kutzer and Shant Milan, who will be hosting from next month a hugely important series of support groups for trans, non-binary and gender diverse young adults called Identity. Just give us those details again, if you would, please. Perhaps, Shant, you can just tell us if people want to sign up, if they want to sponsor, how can they get in touch? When will the sessions be? And just remind us of cost again.
Sure. So we begin the first Wednesday in July. So that's Wednesday, the 6th of July, and the series will run for 6 weeks. The sessions are in the evenings from 7 to 8:30. So it will be 90-minute sessions. And it's for young adults, so young, trans, non-binary, gender diverse, young adults in South Africa.
Is it online? Shant, sorry to interrupt you.
It will be, yes.
Great.
It will be an online space so that people can, so that again, accessibility is a little bit easier for people. And then, if people want to get in touch, they're welcome to get hold of either myself or Elliot. I don't know if you want me to give contact information now or if it'll sort of be posted somewhere.
We will post it on our Facebook page and on the website as well. And obviously, if you're listening in now and you just think, oh, can you just send us those details? We can. We've got them here. So just send us in a message on the WhatsApp 0725671567 and Vicky will send those details for you. We have to end it there, Elliot and Shant, but thank you so much. Thanks for doing this. It's hugely important work that you're doing. And I really hope that this is the first of many, and as you say, that people can perhaps come forward if they are able to sponsor somebody to go through the session. Thanks very much indeed to you both. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Great to have you with us, Elliot Kutzer and Shant Milan, who will be hosting or running a support group for trans, non-binary and gender diverse young adults from next month.